just move in and go and pick those people up. It's strange. So, Manas, let's do this quick around the table. What do you think about these laws? To repeal, to amend, or you think these are good laws, like I think, just that they are being abused. And if they are being abused, perhaps the best thing to do is just take it off so that the police has nothing. In fact, while we are grappling with the Criminal Offence Act, the politicians surreptitiously inserted it into the Electronic Communication Act, and the police have been using that one also.
I think basically it is not a problem, it's not a law. And in my article, I cited an instance that we were told that it was an earthquake and everybody got out from their homes and everybody panicked. In such circumstances, if they got the person and charged this person under this law, I wouldn't have a problem. Austin mentioned this Amina Yutong Bass case, and a good example you mentioned about the stadium. The point is that they are abusing the law. And if you read Abronyestin, until they even arrested and charged him, I didn't know Abronye said this thing. Many people hadn't heard about it. So who was panicking? So the point is the abuse. And let me also add that I've had calls to also write about the police when the journalist was arrested. Khalifa Sansado was championing that thing. When I heard about it, I actually took the police CID on. I have taken on the BNI on the arrest of Kofi Fusun Kansa when they claimed that he was arrested to assist investigation, where he alleged that there was corruption somewhere in the scholarship secretariat. So I have on a number of occasions held these bodies accountable. But the ultimate responsibility, when they are misusing and abusing their powers and oppressing the citizenry, I think it is only fair that the head of the state who appoints these people, and let me just tell Austin Wu that I'm not in favor of the president directing the police who to arrest, but there is a consistent abuse of citizens' rights to free speech. And then it is only right, it doesn't have to be NDC or MPP, to call these people to order and say that, look, stop harassing the citizenry. This is the law. This is how it should be applied. And not just the police or the executive, but also the judiciary. I don't see how some a judge who has gone to the law school, who has sworn an oath to do justice, would see charges such as this, those against Abronye, and still think that, look, this person has to be remanded. So I agree that all these other institutions have a role to play, but there is a bigger responsibility. And I believe that is the reason that in 2022, President or then candidate John Dramani Mahama had to write directly to the president of the state.
Interesting. Austin, let me give you a brief one on that. 30 seconds. I think when Alan Pine was making his point about to repeal or not to repeal, you said we should repeal. I want to hear you on that very briefly.
Yeah, I think that it should be off, because you see, I don't trust the politician. And if you leave this to them, the gentleman from the MPP side, right, is today he's saying this.
I can't hear.
5 years, 10 years down the line, he would be in the position of Park Kwesi. Ghana is not for MPP and DC. It shouldn't be their views that determine what we do. If we think it shouldn't be them. If we leave it to them, they have their parochial interest, and they would always support when it favors them and speak against it when it's going against them. That is why I don't want us to leave it to MPP and DC. It should go off. Once it goes off, we don't have it to be for people to even abuse it, because I don't trust the people in charge to be able to apply this law in a fair and just manner.
Shandoff, briefly, to repeal or not to repeal this law, what should we do? You politicians, you'll be doing this to yourself. The next thing you know, you're in BNI custody and you're doing free Shandoff.
God forbid.
2032 or 2029, depending on what happens.
Require something. Anyway, so I mean, I've made my point. It's very clear that free speech is already enshrined in the Constitution, and all of us are entitled to it. However, in the expression of that manifest right, I think recourse must be given to responsibility and the consequential effects of our comments on the general outlook and peacefulness of society. So yes, talk, engage as much, express your views as much, but if you are doing it, recourse should be given to the propriety of the even the language itself, such that if at any time you speak and upon your own reflection you feel that, look, I could have said XYZ better, you can even come out and then do the damage control so that nobody would have to invite you for questioning or interrogation. Because the truth of the matter is that we shouldn't, I'm saying, pretend as if well when people speak, the words are not powerful. Words, for those of us who are, you know, who advert our conduct to the dictates of the Bible, we would agree that, I mean, words are life, words are spirit, words have a certain influence. And so we shouldn't just say it is a right, it doesn't affect anybody. No, every word has an implication. And so for the fact that some of the words that, you know, we all use as citizens have the tendency of distorting public order, if at any point the security services in their independent mandate decided to invite anybody for questioning because of the implication of certain comments, I think we shouldn't overly politicize such conversation. That said, there shouldn't also be any form of excesses and arbitrariness whatsoever.
Interesting way to end the show. Thank you very much, Sandoff. Thank you very much, Manasseh Azuria Winnie. Thank you very much, Austin Wood. You brought fire to the show. And Alampine, yes, as always, I think somebody was saying on Facebook recently that you cannot have a three-word conversation with Alampine without him quitting the law. He's really a great mind, really ready for the bench. We'll be looking forward to seeing it. Thank you very much. Tomorrow on Newsfile, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, Samson Ladi Anyadini and his guest will be dissecting this issue as well as a few other issues. So, you know, your weekends is just supposed to be with Newsfile. You don't have to miss it. Thank you very much for doing the listening, all of you. My name is Kweku Asante. A very good evening to you, Princess Irene, and also to all of you doing the listening. I think Irene was doing the listening, I don't think. And then also to, I think I missed the name. Enid. Okay, all of you have a great weekend. I'll see you again, same time.
Keep this frequency clear. 99.7.
Cavity protection.
This advert is FDA approved.
Never felt this free before. I'm high and I'm getting higher.
Welcome to the Joy Sports World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Cranting. FIFA has introduced major rule changes to eradicate time wasting, improve match tempo, and update disciplinary protocols. The key updates include a visible 5-second countdown to throw-ins and goal kicks. If it takes longer, throw-ins result in a turnover of possession, while delayed goal kicks award a corner kick to the opposing team. Players being subbed off have exactly 10 seconds to leave the pitch. If they take longer, their incoming teammates must wait a minute on the sidelines, temporarily leaving the team with a player short. Any player receiving off-field treatment must leave the field of play and must wait off the pitch for 1 minute before returning, unless the injury was caused by a card-worthy foul. The VAR system can now review decisions regarding a second yellow card and corner kicks if a clear and obvious error has occurred. And that's all for the Joy Sports World Cup Minute with me, Daniel Cranting.
Are you an HR professional, a people manager, a business leader, or someone interested in understanding how organizations achieve results through people? Then join the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management Ghana for the CIHRM 2026 conference under the theme Advancing Human Resource Excellence in Ghana, Leadership, Technology, and Governance on 10th and 11th June 2026 at Alisa Hotel, Accra. Register today at www. www.cihrmghana.org. For bulk tickets, sponsorships and partnerships, contact Adelaide on 0508-822-456 or Audrey on 0508-824-058. CIHRM 2026 Conference, shaping the future of HR in Ghana.
Shedia Kesio. Electroland Ghana Limited, dear. Yeah, Mamu. Achedia Kesia. For our loyal customers, oh. Because your loyalty deserves more, yeah, Mamu. Achedia Kesia pa. Big rewards for you and me. From Accra to Tamale, all over Ghana. Electroland, yeah, number one. Just buy your favorite Samsung, TCL, Media, and Nasco Electronics from any Electroland showroom or authorized reseller store nationwide. Dial *928*8888# or go to register.electrolandraffles.com and enter our weekly and monthly draws and stand a chance to win big. From TVs, ACs, fridges, gas cookers, washing machines, sound towers, mobile phones, and more rewards just for you. Approved by MLA Caritas Platform. Electroland Ghana Limited, rewarding your loyalty the big way. Terms and conditions apply.
The battle line has been drawn and history is calling. Two giants, one trophy. Will this be Arsenal's first ever Champions League trophy? Or is PSG lifting it again for the second time in a row? Join your number one entertainment radio station, Hits 103.9 FM, at the Aviation Social Center as we watch Arsenal versus PSG battle on a giant screen. Ghana, get ready for the Hits FM Rep Your Jersey 2026! This year, we've ramped up the excitement with sports quiz, soccer tournament, the Champions League and and competition, esports, jammer, and more. All roads lead to the Aviation Social Center. Swag up your jerseys. Wear your football club jersey proudly. And let's all meet at the Aviation Social Center from 10 a.m. to late. Mark the date, Saturday, 30th May 2026. And get ready for lots of fun with friends and family. Entertainment with your favorite Hits FM personalities. Music with the Hits FM DJ squad. And amazing prizes to be won from 10 a.m. to the climax of the UEFA Champions League finale match in grand style. The Hits FM Rep Your Jersey 2026 is powered by Joy Sports with support from Joy Prime, Joy News, Joy FM, and My Journal Online. And proudly sponsored by TCL, Inspire Greatness, Star Oil, still quality and affordable fuel for all. Soccer Bet, your best bet for sports betting. Didi Shito, Efia DNA, Heineken, share the passion. Twisco Chocolate Food Drink, power your dream. Ashesi University, educating the next generation of ethical and entrepreneurial leadership for Africa. Ayuda, Ghana's number one services app, Abaco Services, Bibri, Franco Trading Enterprise, still phone, Papa Pavie, Day by Day Men, strong and refined, the skincare you deserve, Heritage Christian University, educating compassionate entrepreneurial leaders, Citizen Sports Mall, leveling up your game, Aqua Dot Natural Mineral Water, Obenumenum Bium, DSTV, feel every moment, the Hits FM, Rep Your Jersey 2026.
The excitement. Enjoy the conversation. Come with us on this exciting journey of growth and personal development. We challenge you to break the status quo, step out, and do big things. Catch host Reverend Albert Okran as he vibes with CEOs, experts, and change makers right here on Springboard, your virtual university. Now showing every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Joy News TV, 7 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM. And streaming online on Facebook and YouTube. You can't miss it. Partners, MTN Ghana, Enterprise Group and the Ghana Grows Program, a collaboration between MasterCard Foundation and Springboard Roadshow Foundation. Media partners, Joy FM, Joy News TV and Graphic. Springboard, your personal value will shoot up.
Here's where we turn around.
Here's where we turn around.
Say why? Hello, this is Maurice, and I say keep on listening to Jojo 99.7 FM.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Keep this frequency clear.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The Library with Andy Dusty. This is the library. This is the library. With Andy Dusty. This is the library. This is the library.
Many thanks for joining us on the Library Ghana's favorite radio show. Hello, it's been a while. Like, I think I've said this over and over again, that this is the most worked on. Look, of all the programs I've done on radio, this is the one that production really gets me tired. Gets me so tired that just the thought of it alone is tiresome, is tiring. And you remember back in the day how the producers, Nana Kwame Labi, Bridash, Fly Nima Boy, they would come here and express their disappointment at how some of the contributors will stress us, even till the dying minute. Sometimes they will stress us till the morning of the program. Sometimes, even as at 10 a.m. going on air, the producers will still be working just to make sure that something goes on air. Something that may go on air for just a minute or two, they'll be working on it before the program ends. Ain't that something? Anyway, welcome. This is Andy Dusty. Now, hey, welcome to the library. If you are in class, let me know. Where's that be swaying? Okay. Bridash, are we on? Okay, let me know if you are in class. And I will mention it. I'm marking the register. On X, at Andy Dusty. Please tweet with the hashtag TheLibrary. Let me know you are in class. I'm marking the register. Hey, where's the bellboy? Adeba, ring the bell. My class captain is here, 99 volunteer. I see 99 volunteer in class already. That's right. If you are here, let me know. I'm marking the register. I'm using just 5 minutes to mark the register. If you come in late, trouble. Hey, George Gray says he's present. No latecomer. No way. No latecomer. Mr. Quay, hey, GQ. Thank you very much, sir. Imagine if Senior Quay is in class. Who dare you? Who dare you say you no go come class? And Flyboy Kwame says, it's a new semester. This sem needs to get a girlfriend. Yeah, DJ Slim is here. Uh-huh. Jale, DJ Slim did the front in the whole cane. If you come in late, the guy will lash you. Let me know you are in class. Okay, Kumasi Boy is in class. He says, Brandy, I'm on board. Oh, nice. Welcome to the class. DJ Slim is here. He said, we'll come learn proper. Okay. DJ Sammy _ Niger is in class. A Digital Barber says he's already seated in class. 95 Volunteer says, breaking news. The best revealing show on radio makes a return, I beg your pardon. With Andy Dusty, it's the library, and this time around, it's hitting the streets of the TGMA. Are you ready? And Flyboy Kwame says, lucky me, like I go miss class on the first day. Tell them I'm back, baby. Okay, Akwesi promises in class. He says, 10 a.m. I heard you and Slim announced it, but I didn't actually listen to the time, so I would have missed it if you didn't post this. Okay. At Kofi J19 says he's in class. And the Dusty Jr. says, let's go, I'm in class. Kwabna Winter is here, says, Oja, 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 Oja. Papa J is in class. Okay. And Kwesi Promise is in class. It says, it's Friday with Andy Dusty on the library. I'm very seated. Bang it on, and please, I need a position in class. Eh. Like, what? Which position do you need? And Obayima Helen says, hi, Brandy, I'm in class. The library. Debbie, get me the messages, please. Obayima says she's in class. Okay. Nice. Andy Dusty Jr. says, okay, Andy Dusty, I'm present. Seated at the back seat with my pen and paper. All is well is present. Say I'm in class with my notebook and a bamboo pen. It's like one inside Adenta. JR from Jamestown says, I'm in class. Ringing the bell today, Andy. The bell is with Adiba. The bell is with Adiba. Yeah, it's a trouble. Mr. Andy, I'm present inside Takwa CYD. I'm MP. Sir, Kasanuma GH is present. The library. Okay. All right. Now, let's start. Folks, you know, they just ended TGMAs. I think this year's TGMAs has come with very little criticism. Very little. Because previously we'll finish and challenge, there'll be trouble here and there. Someone says, because Opana no day among, that be why. Oh, please. Papa Kwesi Roddy is in class. He says, Andy Dusty, I don't show face. Olasti says, Team Olasti Media Studios, we are locked down the library. Bad Diade says, Andy Dusty, me day here, sir. Ice Young says, I'm already seated in class, new semester. Okay, nice. Now, the Ghana Music Awards is an annual music awards event in Ghana. According to Wikipedia, established in 1999. However, the event organizers claim the event began in the year 2000. Today, I'm giving you the filler from the beginning. The Ghana Music Awards began in the year 2000. Company is known as Charter House. You know, originally and primarily celebrate the outstanding contributions of Ghanaian musicians to the growth and expansion of its associated industry. Folks, last week on Joy FM on the library, I discussed the artist of the year. When I put it out that I wanted to discuss the artist of the year, producers said no. And even on X, on social media, people didn't really like the idea. Hey, but Brandy, what about new artist of the year? I realized that the new artist of the year had become a major concern for especially the Gen Zs. Now, people wanted to know, what at all this whole new artist of the year, new artist of the year stuff, ain't it? Well, let's see. Since people requested for the new artist of the year, let's look at the new artist of the year. The new artist of the year award. You know, previously it was known as the discovery of the year. So the discovery, I mean, anything can be discovered, right? If you discover an artist, I mean, anyone new on the scene may be a new artist or a discovery. Later on, the scheme advised or explained it properly that anyone, any musician at all, can be present. However, it does not matter the number of years of your existence in the industry. Once you are new to the scheme, you can be categorized or put in the category of new artist. So, a lot of them had been around. It became a bit controversial when that thing came up. Okay? Now, in the year 2000, the very first artist to be in that category was a gospel artist. A gospel artist who burst on the scene with a big song. Folks, Pastor Joe Beauchamp. Joe Beauchamp. Joe Beauchamp was awarded the New Artist of the Year in the year 2000, the maiden edition of the Ghana Music Awards. Here he is, Asembi, on The Library with Andy Dusty.
This is The Library.
In the year 2000, the gentleman came in as the New Artist of the Year. Pastor Joe Beauchamp was born in Sekendi, Takoradi. He had a secondary education at St. John's School, Sekendi, and afterwards proceeded to study at the Takoradi Technical University in the Western Region of Ghana. He then pursued God's call to ministry. Yeah. Now check this out. He entered the music scene in 1998 with the release of his first album, Asembi. And this song was so big that even in the year 2009 till 2000, 1999, I beg your pardon, 1999 till 2000, the song was still banging. Huge. All right? Now, he released this song, and he followed up with about five albums later on. All right, he released it in the year 1998. He followed up in 2000, 2002, 2006, 2009, and then in 2016, he gave us another album. We're live in the library, folks. In case you just tuned in, welcome. We've just started. You are not too late. Today, I know we'll lash plenty. I know go lash plenty. Folks, in the year 2001, let's continue. You know, Hammer of the Last Two had come up heavily. And you remember the Hash Hash Studio days? Hammer of the Last Two was producing almost every rapper in this country, every big rapper. I mean, the likes of Tiny, Kwakese, Dogo, Obrafo. I should have mentioned Obrafo's name first. Then came a young man known as Deba Echampo. He had been arrested for allegedly defiling an 8-year-old child in the United Kingdom. Ha! Investigative journalist Anas Arimiao Anas, who teamed up with officials from Interpol and the Ghana Police Service in the effort to apprehend him, confirmed the arrest on Joy FM's Super Morning Show. Deba fled the UK for Ghana after his daughter's complaints against him and led to the launching of a police investigation. Ale Deba, this thing. I thought he was a hard guy. You know, Charlie, this thing, that Deba, a pedophile, really? Now, according to Anas, the child bore genital injuries consistent with the accusations of sexual abuse. After 5 years of investigation, British police alerted Interpol that Deba should be arrested and extradited to the UK. This is where Anas's role in the tale begins. The plot to capture Deba began with an Arabian man who was sent to his house under the guise of organizing a concert of international musicians for the entertainment of a royal named Queen Petra. Deba was to report to the Palm Royal Beach Hotel. Deba went to La Palm for the audition. At that time, Deba had blown up already. Charlie, Deba blew up already that time. And this guy fell for it. Guess what happened when he got there? I'll be telling you soon after this.
Deba. Deba. Boy, people so jimmy. Me fa baby, I'm not that time. Why am I feeding me, hold you me? Deba. Deba. On your way, they're freaking me. Me tea said, one, let me be me. And I mean, the best time I saw from me. Deba. Deba. Boy, people so jimmy. Me fa baby, I'm not that time. Why am I feeding me, hold you me? Deba. On your way, they're freaking me. Sister, boy, maybe be me. Enemy, the best time I saw from me.
Yay! Letting up the other people, this is Bobiba. Sena, I share, I'm only passing the way. What an assassin, a brabona bassa. Coco here, assassin, or Bobesia, or chanting. Message, you will come at Jesua, or see me a great Jesusa. Ghana, you do it, you make us see a new, or do my command, fire bonnet, tell you, Mother Africana, I think you will mess up. City, the Kaya.
Deba, Deba, boy, people so jimmy. If I baby, I'm not tired me. Why am I feeding me, hold you me? Deba, Deba, on your way, they're freaking me. It is the one that be me. Enemy, the best time I saw from me. Deba, Deba, boy, people so jimmy. If I baby, I'm not tired me. Why am I feeding
Deba Champon. Deba. Charlie. How Deba fell for this thing till now? It boss my mind. Deba, really? So in the year 2001, Deba won New Artist of the Year. So Deba was tricked into coming to perform for a royal named Queen Petra. And the occasion was at the La Palm Royal Beach Hotel. He was going to audition, where Anas was posing as Queen Petra and Interpol agents were posing as judges. Anas reported that the Interpol agents asked him a series of questions, including what he thought ought to be done to a rapist. He apparently replied that rapists should be brought to book. Get you all more. the questions, Deba was to perform a song for the judges. And it was during this performance that Interpol agents apprehended him. Anas described him as shocked at the time of his arrest and said that although Deba will no doubt seek legal help to stop his extradition, he fully expects to see the hip-life artist extradited to face charges in the UK. So Deba, they say Deba did they perform. Deba, huh? Deba, huh? Boy, be so they say, hold on. Mochino. You did that OJJ Crawford. Charlie Deba. How? Deba really fell for this. Well, folks, we're live. And that's it. With the new artist of the year at the Ghana Music Awards in the year 2001. In the year 2002, a young boy stepped out. In fact, my junior in school, very ambitious, well-built, and really hard, Bice Osekofo, known as Obo.
Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me wobble pim pim. Boy, I love a fine bit of mushroom. Boy, I bet ya me to make a better me to mind, you don't sash your share. Who go to one, you may come to moi. To me too, my money self flamma, better my moi. Made me take a care, rip it to one. You are made me too, as you massa, I don't buy. So me don't go for na me see my da. Maybe your bros are so damn, I'm missing no papa. They won't do swam, my name will stay water. They won't even swam, and if it's about who will move. Maybe I won't take the game with you, make a better move. Oh, war, we will.
That night, the Discovery of the Year, yeah, in the year 2002, Obo won Discovery of the Year, He also won Best Video. The video was very good. I don't know whether you've seen the video before, but this video, he was performing almost everything he said in the song. Chewing glass, pulling trucks, emerging from underground. What else was he doing? Looking at his face in the stream. Oh man, that was creative and nice video. Yeah, the boy came really hard. In the year 2002, so about one video of the year, song of the year went to Lord Kenya. Hip Life song of the year, Lord Kenya. Hip Life album of the year went to Lord Kenya. Songwriter of the year was Dasibre Jamna. Best male vocal performance of the year, Dasibre Jamna. Contemporary Allies song of the year, Dasibre Jamna. It was a very good year for Dasibre Jamna in Lord Kenya. Anyway, Dasibre Jamna also won album of the year. Traditional song of the year went to Rex Umar. Hip Life rap of the year went to Obuo. Okay, best music video director, Felix Descartes for Obuo's music video. Highlight song of the year went to Nana Fenn. The front run for Music Merit Award went to Afromoses. Mind you, Kojenchi had won that in the previous year. The original song of the year went to Nana Kwame. Reggae song of the year went to Rocky Dawuni. Rocky Dawuni won the Reggae Song of the Year in the year 2002. And the Recording Engineer of the Year went to Zap Malek. Hi, folks. We are live on The Library. And we are discussing Ghana Music Awards New Artist of the Year since the beginning of the award scheme. In the year 2003...
Jessica, aha, not that rich, hey papa. You was cast a bruno, watch. Your fear for fair, and I'm a blocks in your face. Oh, fear, right? Your fear, I'm saying more things. Holidays, we call on the US and answer Swiss. Bakum, or be a watch out any fence. Was the Kenny by my from Naha Naha. I face, and no master. Your fear, your cars, you know my Nashi, and any child can't see Naku, or Mo, Nana, Pia, Mitchum, yeah.
Is a man in free pray. Brands are made it. Made me who said, me beg a sea. No seek any papa. No brand new me, yes, yeah. Me who, yeah, me, yeah, me who.
My offer will be bad in our back. I swear. Between from a 2.9 back. Yako. Sabo channel branding media. Sound brand, yaka, yaka. What I do, they like go, but I'm a tiriko. Me fossil, me holla, and yes, I'm a sound. Come on, when you break, because go.
Hadi get to four cities in hip hop. Yeah, yeah, requirement yes, you can put in my coffee clinic. No, then yummy, no, yeah, magic, fun guy, no, yeah, connection, yeah, boots, yummy, since you make this.
Sign, I'm a kid about the jelly pop, but yes,
yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes. I was continuing featuring Mr. Odro and Maurice Babyface with the chorus and production on Asasa. And it is, this was a sample of Shaggy's song, Keep It Real. Right, Shaggy had burst on the scene heavily with that album, the Hot Shot album, and it was a global sensation. And Maurice Babyface came in really hard with continuing. Now, something happened in the year 2003. This year in 2003, Kontinne was the new artist of the year. Now, Kontinne tried setting a record. In fact, he set a record in the year 2003. In 2003, Kontinne won new artist of the year and artist of the year. It had never happened. It had never happened since the beginning of the awards. Right? Best video of the year went to Obo. Best album of the year went to Kojenchi. Hip Life song of the year went to Bookback. Hip Life album of the year went to Bookback. Song of the year went to Kojenchi. Remember, Kojenchi had released Tom and Jerry Our Year, right? And Big Jam. Oh, it was a very good year. Hip Life artist of the year went to Bookback. This was like a comeback for them. Best collaboration, Tic Tac and Frank Mensah Pozo. Best male vocalist went to Nana Kwame. Songwriter of the year, Kojenchi. Contemporary highlife artist, Daddy Lumba. Contemporary highlife song, again, Daddy Lumba. Contemporary highlife album, who else? Daddy Lumba. In that year, Maurice Babyface had stamped his authority as the newest producer on the block. So Esther Smith also made a very huge entry. Esther Smith won Gospel Artist of the Year. Best female vocal artist, Esther Smith. That I did not agree at the time. I remember I challenged it heavily because I felt like, wait, Esther Smith. Wait. But there's a lot of effect on the voice. And I was in Kumasi at the time. I think I was. And I would come in and make all the noise. And, hey, Charlie Nipabre. Today, we are fighting people who are doing safe. Okay, Gospel Album of the Year went to Esther Smith. Highlife Song of the Year went to Adani Best. Gospel Song of the Year went to Colin Samponsin. Yeah, that was a big song. Reggae Song of the Year went to Bullet Man. Recording Engineer of the Year went to Maurice Babyface. It was a good year for Maurice. Yeah. Oh, a banker, sir. Yeah. Traditional Song of the Year went to Israel Maweta. And Special Musical Merit Award went to Nana Kwesi Pumpuni. However, Contini came back. And in 2003, that year, he didn't just win the New Artist of the Year, he won the topmost award for Artist of the Year.
This is the library. It's the library with Andy Dusty.
Let me know if you are in class. Are you in class? Tweet with the hashtag The Library. I'm reading your comments. Please send them through. It's The Library with Andy Dusty.
Say what to me first, yeah, Ucho Mutaya, a bepwe, Mr. Super, say you say, what to me first, yeah, Ucho Mutaya, a bepwe, my phone, la, high time, takes time, hardcore, say, Kuala Biti, Meko, Cities, Stefa, Naira, Dutchman, Dollars, and I said, time with you cool, BBI, you're cooling, Menano, Minisika, I just walk, Omriki, see, I'm home, I'm poor, your friend is home, I'm poor, I can take for shots, I'm poor, we support the poor.
In the US. Hey, Gideon. Welcome to the library. Welcome in class. sit at the front. Don't sit at the back. Eh? You be stubborn boy. You for go back. George Quay is here already. Mami Biama and Cor are also in the class. Mami, please, don't sit at the back. Eh? Get to the middle. There are some seats in the middle. Mami Biama and Cor, please. Sit in the middle. Uh-huh. There are some middle seats. Let me check on X. And it does the junior says, well, I didn't know Obua was your junior in school. No wonder the show's name is The Library. Obua was my junior, in fact. Yeah, and it does the junior. Obua was my, like my boy. He, Obua was in my karate class. I was his karate teacher. Boy, I'm about to burn room. Anyway, Obua was very stubborn. Flyboy Kwame says, come to think of it, Kwaku Smoke is the new Kontinne based on storytelling and style. Kontinne was really good back then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Ezeba Cooper says, thank God I'm in, but I'm not late. I'm enjoying the show. Hashtag The Library. Okay. At Bon Sharp says, I'm in class and it's looking good already. Hashtag The Library. Papa Kwasi Roddy, Charlie, I miss you. We miss you here, Papa. Where have you been? Hey, Papa. You've been missed. Okay. Tweet with the hashtag The Library. We're discussing the Ghana Music Awards New Artist of the Year Award winners. Now, in the year 2004, this guy. In the year 2004, issue day. Controversial guy. Okay. Do you have messages? Send them through. When this guy started rapping, he used to rap in G. But his producer said no. For him to really break it, nah, that thing, the guy needs to get off the tree thing and speak his mother tongue. And how did he do it? He decided to break him and chose Ghana. In the year 2004,
this is The Library. This is The Library.
Tiny,
This song was produced by Hammer of the Last Two, but there was an executive producer. While his dad played a very vital role, but one figure that really put it out was Abraham Moinijan, CEO of OM Studios. Abraham does not speak Ghana, so what at all inspired him to work or produce Tiny? Here is Abraham Moinijan.
Around that time, when Hammer brought Tiny, we already had a working relationship. So his office was behind our office in Aodomi. And he just said, look, I finished with this guy, and you're the only person that I'm comfortable working with. And he bought it. I actually didn't have it. I mean, when Hammer says, look, take this, there really isn't, I tend not to question it too much. I appreciate his professionalism in terms of the music. But when he says, look, this is going to work, I tend to believe him. But with the Tiny thing, I wasn't really sure initially because, yeah, you're right, I don't speak well, not too much. But I have a lot of people that I work with that speak Ghana, and they were amazed with the songs. They were crazy about it. But the main thing about Tiny's music was that it was hip-hop, and hip-hop goes beyond language. When you hear hip-hop, I mean, I'm a hip-hop man. I love High Life, but I also love hip-hop. And Mokola Kwakwe, that album is a crazy hip-hop album. So when he bought it, not only was I taken by it, but my guys at the office were like, let's do it again. And so that's how we ended up, you know, I mean, we shot so many videos for Tiny. You know, when you're inspired by the music, you don't even think when you're doing this stuff, and the visuals you do for the songs connect in a way that you don't even understand. It's like creative meets creative, and then they just come up with something else. I do know that he's mentioned that I didn't take on Edem, but I don't know whether it's because around that time I was really, really tight and I was really, really busy. There were lots of other artists on the OM music label, and we were doing this Nescafe African Revelation thing, and there was a lot that was going on. But one of my boys ended up shooting Gujik, which was Edem's breakout song, which featured Sarkodie's first appearance on video, and we all know what happened after that.
That's right, that's Abraham Moinijan, CEO of Oini Media, the then OM Studios. All right, so in the year 2004, Tiny came tops with New Artist of the Year. Mind you, the Artist of the Year on that night was VIP. Hip Hop Song of the Year went to Ochame Kwame. Hip Life Artist of the Year went to VIP. Hip Hop Artist of the Year went to Ochame Kwame. Best Music Video of the Year went to VIP. Best Collaboration, Ochame Kwame. Best Contemporary Song of the Year went to Rex Omar. Song of the Year went to VIP for Ahumka. We'll be discussing that later on, not today. Hip Life Song of the Year went to VIP. Album of the Year went to VIP. Music Video went to Felix Dakar. And that was the year 2004. Folks, are you enjoying the show yet? Okay. Now, in the year 2005. It's all about love, you know? This young man had stepped on the scene featuring for an artist who mentored him and had traveled as they needed someone to fit in.